This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen, broadcasting from the headquarters of the Forbidden Doctor. As a matter of fact, the two doctors that I have are my two pals when it comes to my health and well-being, and you hear from them each week in different hours, but because I happen to be at the headquarters of the Forbidden Doctor, I invited, with Ken's blessing, the Forbidden... Well, he really isn't the Forbidden Doctor. Jack is not the Forbidden Doctor. He's a person who believes... He's a Nurka chiropractor, and he believes in choices and things... he's not different from Ken at all. I think both of you would agree that the individual is responsible for his or her health care, and thus the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is you.
Well, the Forbidden Doctor is the doctor inside of all of us. It built us, it operates us, it knows how to heal us. It just needs the restrictions to healing removed and the ingredients for healing added. And it can do a good job by itself.
Ken, what's one of the biggest frustrations you have as a cardiologist, seeing people all day, every day, when they try to lay it on you if they aren't feeling well or you haven't been able to correct what the problem is? How do you deal with a patient who's not satisfied because he or she thinks you're not doing what's necessary when, in fact, they aren't doing what's necessary?
Well, I just try to walk the walk, and you know, you have seen the transformation I've done in the last couple of years. But if lifestyle was ever a pill, we'd all be on it, and that's what's so frustrating to me, that 80% of what I do could be prevented by a healthy lifestyle, and trying to get people there is a challenge. If everyone was on the healthy lifestyle, I'd be home at 3 p.m. each day. And you need a lot fewer of us.
All right, so here's the interesting thing. The two of you, I consider you both among my best friends. I love both of you, but it's so different what I get from both of you. But I have to tell you, Ken, one of the things that Jack, and I hadn't seen Jack since last year, one of the things Jack said to me last night, yesterday afternoon when he picked me up at the airport, look at me, I've lost 60 pounds. Well, Ken tells me every time he's talking to me, look at me, I've lost 40 pounds. How are you two guys who are...
It's 100 pounds between us. That's 100 pounds.
That is beautiful, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so, you know, you feel better, you sleep better, you move better, the brain works better, the heart doesn't work as hard. Everything adds up. You know, like Ken was saying, during the last hour, you don't see overweight men at 90 years old. You hardly see... You know, I'm thinking about my patient load. There's a few of them around 80, but the oldest patients I have who are thin are female.
Jack, have you ever met an overweight 90-year-old guy?
No.
Me
no. I don't know what you mean, Ken, exactly by overweight, but if we're talking more than 15, 20 pounds, no.
Well, a BMI of 30 or more. I've never met an obese 90-year-old guy.
I don't think so.
So, but the interesting thing is that you both now are focused on yourselves. You're both a bit the same age, and I got a couple of years on both of you, and I might say that I've, in a manner of speaking, this is not going to sound right, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've probably been more conscious of my physical being than either of you two have been, even though you're both doctors. Jack is not necessarily late to the plate, but you've, in the last couple of years especially, spent a lot of time getting the weight off. And Ken, like out of nowhere, I never thought you were that heavy. I thought, you know, we're both a little pudgy here and there. But for you to have lost that kind of weight, I was astounded, frankly. And I told you I thought it was too much.
Well, if I worked the farm...
He told who it's too much, me or Jack or both?
I don't think, you know, it's not too much for Jack. Jack needs to lose a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
But for you, I thought you have a different bone structure than he does.
Well, people have said that, and they continue to say it. I've stopped losing, but what really triggered me was that, you know, we had to go with these electronic health records to these BMIs, and here I was asking all my patients to get down to a BMI of 25, and I wasn't there, and I wanted to see what a BMI of 25 or less on myself looked like. and it looks darn thin.
Yeah. Yeah, you're too thin, I think. All right, but so let's go one step
further. Well, you haven't seen me for a few months. I put on a lot of muscle, but I'm still at the same weight.
Yeah. Well, you're what do you weigh, 159 or something? Would you tell me you weigh?
No, I'm 165.
All right. So I'm about 10 pounds heavier than you are. We're about the same height. I need to be down there myself. But you just said something, and I want to pursue it a bit. You mentioned medical records. I'm wondering how the two of you, maybe you can reflect on this for those who are listening in the audience who don't understand the requirements that you both have. You both have very different practices. Ken practices at a clinic that he runs called Lake Cardiology in the Orlando area. I'm here in Salt Lake with Jack, who practices in a clinic that he runs. It's a Nooka chiropractic clinic, but he deals with lots of homeopathic issues, health and well-being. There are a lot of things that are tied to how he practices. What do you have to do when it comes to records? Are you both required, even though you have very different practices, to keep the same kind of records now?
Well, we both have the same HIPAA requirements. And as far as our office is concerned, I think we're HIPAA approved. We've been to the HIPAA classes. So records are locked away. They're not available for anybody to see. We had to get rid of sign-in lists. People would sign in, and you'd see their name and the time they came in and the time we need to take care of them. That's all gone. I mean, people come in there almost with an anonymous nature to them, unless they know somebody that's in there and they can strike up a conversation. But, yeah, I think it strangles the community and the family. The familiarity I would like to have inside the office, but we're absolutely HIPAA compliant. There's no doubt about it.
Jack, you bill Medicare, correct?
Yes.
So we're both bound by the same rules, the rules that come down from the insurers.
Yes. Yeah. Your hands are tied, and the regulations are so tight, you better not step outside of those guidelines.
All right. So how does that help you provide better patient services to the people you serve in both of your clinics? Listen to him laugh already. Go ahead, Ken. You start.
Boy, he's trying to get us in trouble, isn't he, Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you don't know who's monitoring this broadcast today, so...
I want to know how patients are better. The question here is, how are patients better served by this, all these rules and requirements? And the answer is they aren't.
It cuts both ways. There are benefits and there are not so much benefits. The benefits. One of the nice things is that now I have availability of my records 24/7. I can be anywhere as long as I have a computer. I can be anywhere on planet Earth, and I can immediately pull up my records. And especially in a cardiology practice, there is some benefit to that. It took a lot of work to get there, and we made the transformation. And the price you pay is in that intimacy that is so special to me with my patients, that my face now is too much in front of a screen using a keyboard, and that has become in between me and my patient. And I think the youth of the physician, the younger physicians, even more, because they didn't come from the era that Jack and I did, when you were face to face without a computer in front of us. And I just think that the relationship between the patient and the provider is changing because of the electronics.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because I've noticed ever since we went completely digital about 3 years ago, whenever I would write my final notes, it would be handwritten in the file of the patient at the time as we're saying goodbye from the room. Now I'm typing it into a keyboard, and I'll notice two or three times a day, oh my gosh, there's the separation. This patient is looking at me wanting a final connection, and I'm typing a keyboard.
Exactly.
Right. So you both, Ken's staff may be a little bit bigger than Jack's, but not by much. How many people do you have to devote to this record keeping in your staff, Ken?
Well, it depends on how you define record keeping, but I have, five or six people who deal with keeping track of scheduling, billing, follow-up appointments. I mean, there are a lot. Interestingly, if you want to be a medical transcriptionist, if that's your passion, you better go look for something else, because these days with electronic records, that's become a job that's a lot harder to find.
Huh.
Yeah, we have a particular program that we use in our office, and we have, I think, 5-6 people who are running all these things down all the time.
I mean, I now use Dragon, and we don't have. I had a full-time transcriptionist for 2 providers in my office for forever, and now we're about on the same time frame as Jack when we went electronic, and we no longer have a transcriptionist.
God bless us. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell here in this hour, both of whom are quite supportive of better circulation. Who wouldn't be? If you're a doctor, you need to help your patients have the best circulation they can because it takes care of all ills. Ken, give us a run through as to the connection that we have with Superbeets and why it is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates, the oxygen that needs to come in the blood to our brains and our muscles and all of the organs in our body.
Well, imagine something as good as oxygen. There's now 3 gases in the body. You know about oxygen, carbon dioxide. Well, nitric oxide, this is the 3rd gas. You need it. It's so important that it received the Nobel Prize in 1998 for medicine after it was only discovered in 1988. I got through medical school without even hearing about nitric oxide. But the red blood cells in one arm has oxygen and the other arm has this nitric oxide. It's like a garage door opener. The red blood cell releases the nitric oxide and the blood vessels just open up wide, and then the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen from head to toe. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, and it needs these dietary nitrites to make it. The dietary nitrates allow it the building blocks for nitric oxide, and your body, if it's depleted, your levels will be low, and that's why this Superbeets is such a wonderful item. It'll allow you to get a big boost of nitric oxide for your workouts, for your afternoon fatigue instead of these caffeinated high-energy drinks. Also, you need to get the tank filled up with nitric oxide. I recommend everybody test their nitric oxide level with Superbeets, with the test strips, and Neo 40 will get the level up. Doug will tell you how to get it.
Call 800-655-4183. Our 1 month supply is 1 canister. You get 3 months in a regular order, but if you call 800-655-4183 and mention Dr. Ken, you will get an extra canister, another 30-day supply of Superbeets free. 800-655-4183. Why wouldn't you want to take care of yourself the best way you possibly could? Get that blood pressure where it needs to be. Support your own health and well-being with Superbeets. Dr. Ken says call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets now. Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of paper, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell here together to go through some of the things that may be affecting you. Happy to be here in the facilities of the Forbidden Doctor. Jack, you should come out here and visit. I mean, Ken, you should come visit Jack. See the beauty of the landscape here. We're up in the mountains looking down over the valley of Salt Lake City. And remember the old song, you can see for miles and miles and miles. The
beautiful country.
Right, it is. All right, so we were talking off the air about something that's been bothering me, my ulcer or something akin to it sort of flared up when I started taking some new supplements, and I've been very thirsty, and I found myself, if I didn't have water, getting an upset stomach, which ties into something that you found in your research this week, Ken, from the Annals of Family Medicine, about water and what it does for you, including going back to our conversation of losing weight and staying slim.
Exactly. You know, I always tell people, make sure that if you're thirsty, drink water. If you're working out, but even before you get thirsty, drink water. Hydration, it also might impact weight, and that's the news this week from the Annals of Family Medicine. Doug, a diet that includes more water, whether it's a beverage or the water found in fruits and vegetables, is likely associated with a healthier weight. There's a simple measure to gauge hydration. Patients are always asking me, you know, aside from their thirst, how should they know when to drink water? Well, look at your urine. If your urine is very light, like water, you know you're getting enough water. If it's dark yellow, that means you probably need more water. For what it's worth, the Institute of Medicine suggests 125 ounces of water daily for men and 91 ounces for women from all foods and beverages combined. Water also can be found in water-laden foods such as apples, celery, cucumbers, plums, and watermelons, just to name a few. And just remember, if you want to fill up your tank, the water, unless you're thirsty, won't stay in it. You have to drink the fluid with something in it, and that's your old chemistry. The tone has to be the same as blood, and so often I'll have patients who will drink tons of water, more than they needed, and they're still not filling up their tank. It's just going into their ankles. It has to be the same tone as blood, and that's the whole idea behind sports drinks.
Okay, I don't understand that. What does that mean? The same tone as
as a sports drink. I drink, I got smart water in a bottle in front of me. Is that the same as if I were drinking those vitamin C?
It has some minerals or ions in it. And the whole idea behind sports drinks is that if you drink a lot of water, when you're really not thirsty, the water doesn't stay in the pipes. It just leaks right outside of the lining into your tissues because you have to drink something that has the same tone. Remember your high school chemistry. The ions have to be in it because water just moves to the least concentrated area of the body.
Okay, so you just answered a question. If we all heard that answer, it wasn't, there was no code there, but what you just said rang a bell with me, and it put it into perspective I've never heard before. Let's use me as an example. If I'm drinking the water that I'm required to drink, it won't be coming out of my body. I won't have to pee more often. If I'm drinking more water than my body requires, then I will have to pee more often. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
You might have to pee more often, but also it'll go outside of the pipes into your body, and that's why you'll see your ankles
water weight. What do you think of that, Jack?
Well, we're talking about, when we're talking about sports drinks, we're talking about something, whether it's isotonic or not. It's like when you have an IV in a hospital or something like that, the solution that they're giving you is the same mineral content saline that your blood has, and you don't see them dripping pure water into a vein. When you drink water, most of it's going to be absorbed through the walls of the stomach and into the bloodstream. The bloodstream is going to use it, but we want to wash out the inside of the body too. Your body has different ways of detoxifying itself. It'll use bile, it'll of course through the colon, but it will do through the kidney as well. And if we don't have adequate hydration, we're going to have a buildup of water soluble material that otherwise should leave.
28 past the hour.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
After the hour, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with the two doctors. Normally you hear one hour with one doctor and another hour with the other doctor. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, both together. We're discovering some of the ideas that they have, going through some of the research Ken has done in some of the journals this week, bringing you up to date on that. And by the way, if you're in the area that Ken is, the greater Orlando area, you are down to see the Space Coast, you go to Disney, and you want to be treated to an excellent exam, an excellent experience. You like his mannerisms here on the radio program. So if you're interested, you ought to call the office at Lake Cardiology, which is 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400, or 800-LAKE-CARDIO to get an appointment. Come down and see Dr. Ken.
Probably do the same thing. You come out to Salt Lake City and see Jack. There are two very different doctors here. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor specializing in keeping your body healthy from their philosophy with the bone structure of the spinal cord and all the other things that are necessary to keep yourself lined up. Jack is a cardiologist, and in doing his cardiology, he becomes knowledgeable, as most doctors. I think today, whether you have a specific practice or not, you got to be knowledgeable in everything because all of these things are tied together, are they not?
I think you meant Ken, right?
Yeah. What did I say?
You said me.
You said Jack.
Oh, right.
I didn't mean you, Ken. Yes, that's...
It's okay.
Go ahead.
You got both of us at once.
I do, yes.
What a handful. So, exactly, I think you said it all, and thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go back to this business of water consumption. Can we for a minute before we move ahead? There's a study out that links low water consumption to obesity. So both of these things have been things that we're talking about. Is that the same one that you're talking about from the Annals of Family Medicine?
Yes,
that
we...
I'm looking at obesity versus thinness, slimness, if you will. I guess that's the opposite. Anyway, so they're all tied together. And it is. I mean, water is very important, as we've been explaining. I don't want to overcook that, but
if you're thirsty, drink water.
Yep. Period. End of story. All right. Next, the difference between being cold and healthy, and being cold and having it bring on a cold. That's been studied in something at the National Academy of Sciences, Ken. Right.
Well, this is a report this week from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Scientist Doug may be proving mom right. Your odds of avoiding a cold get better if you bundle up and stay warm, according to this report. It seems that warmer body temperatures appear to help prevent the cold virus from spreading in multiple ways. This is what they say. When infected cells are exposed to healthy core body temperatures, the virus dies off more quickly and is not able to replicate as well. And also, warmer body temperatures help on another front. The activity of this enzyme, it's a mouthful, not to go into the weeds, but RNA GEL, which is an active enzyme which attacks and destroys viral genes, it's also enhanced at higher temperatures.
All right, so let's talk about that. I found a lot of people in my circle have had colds this summer. People that I'm close to, you hear me from time to time talking about Meredith. She's had, I think, 3 colds this summer. I don't remember her having colds at all. Well, that's not true. I remember them on a couple of situations. And that more than anything else seem to have been brought on by stress. And that stress weakens your immune system, does it not? So, I mean, how do all these things fit together? Because Jack will tell you that if you have a strong, healthy gut, you're going to be able to avoid, if your immune system is strong, you're not going to get this stuff.
Doug, mental stress has been underestimated for so long, too far along. When I was in school in the 1970s, 80s, if I mentioned mental stress as a culprit for heart disease and immune issues, you know, they would have laughed at me. But we are finally smarter, and we realize stress is horrible. It's horrible for the heart. It's horrible for the immune system.
All right, Jack.
Well, we have this marvelous hormone in us called cortisol that helps us to deal with stress. When these stress, and I couldn't agree with Ken more, when these kinds of situations arise, cortisol levels go up. But cortisol suppresses other very important hormones, and it has an actual suppression upon the immune response. And people who are in a constant state of stress are constantly sick. I don't care if it's endocrine or cardiology, or if it's something to do with the digestive, eliminative system. When we're under a constant state of stress, the homeostasis that we're always looking for, balance in the nervous system, balance in the hormonal system, just goes right out the window.
And our body has the offset for that cortisone, the cuddle chemical, oxytocin.
Yes.
You know, when you're in love, you feel it. This is why we need human contact. When we hug others, we can feel our bodies change. And that's the oxytocin that's just coming out in droves.
And it's not just about love or love-making, that kind of hugging. It's parental hugging
It's the affection when you come to Jack and you give him a good hug. You feel that chemical in your body, the oxytocin.
It's instantaneous. The effect of oxytocin is instantaneous.
I'd actually rather hug Mary, his wife.
Well, you may get a bigger blip there.
Yeah. All right. Another item, and this is a pet. Jack loves to go down this street. So let's start with Ken and his report on artificial sweeteners and what their impact is on our overall health and well-being.
Exactly. This may just be fuel for Jack. In cell metabolism, artificial sweeteners appear to affect the brain and can make you feel hungrier and, as a result, eat significantly more. Artificial sweeteners may actually add to the risk of obesity. Consumption of artificial sweeteners, Doug, can also cause hyperactivity, decreased sleep quality, and insomnia.
All right. So these sweeteners, there's been a lot of footballing around of what real sugar is. I remember learning, at least what I thought the first time I went to Hawaii, what real sugar was. And then raw cane sugar, and then white sugar, and then these artificial sweeteners I don't drink coffee, so it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't know how else they use them. But most of them, aspartame, I don't even like the sound of that. It sounds like it's bad for you.
They are all over the place now.
Yeah. What, aspartame or any of the artificial?
There's probably six approved by the FDA, I believe. They're all over.
Yeah, and you just look at aspartame. You've got aspartic acid and phenylalanine, a couple of very important building blocks, but they're held together with a methanol molecule. That's the basis of aspartame. And methanol is wood alcohol. What were we taught about in eighth grade science when we were kids in grade middle school about methanol? And at, I think it's 88 degrees, I think it's 88 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hypothermic for the body temperature, those things release and the methanol becomes free inside the system. And if you have one of these drinks every now and then, you know, I don't think that matters, but when Mary and I are at the local supermarket and I'm always looking at people's shopping carts, and they'll have three or four cases of a diet drink in there, and you know they're going through a case every day, and these people are asking for some severe central nervous system neurological disorders when you constantly poison the body like that. Not to mention, as Ken was just saying here a minute ago, it actually stimulates the appetite centers in the hypothalamus that makes you hungrier, more munchier, and you're usually looking for more processed carbs to go along. I mean, it's almost as if somebody planned this out.
Oh, really? You think so? Huh. All right. What about the other sweeteners, though? Is there any of them, or why can't we go back to this? This reminds me of the debate discussion we've had about salt over the years. I remember when I was much younger, we were told, I remember the first doctor, and pretty much the only doctor I ever went to before I went to you two guys, was Dr. Johnson, who took me from being a teenager until he retired. I saw him and he used to tell me, stay away from the salt. Well, he was an old-time guy. He used to tell me not to take vitamins because all I was going to do was pee them out of my system. Eat good food. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that today, except where do you find good... Point me in the direction of where the good food is. So the salt thing became wrong when we were told not to have salt, and then we find out salt's good for us. So we're not going to find
out... In moderation.
But we're not going to find out that white sugar is good for us no matter how hard we look, are we?
Well, there's a really good story about that. In South America, flights that go like from Rio over to Santiago, Chile, have to go up over the Andes. And that area is notorious for wind shears, drafts, all kinds of turbulence. So they serve a tea made from the cocoa leaf. They just take the leaf, they dry it, they make a tea out of it. It helps to calm down the nausea that you would feel in turbulence. But you can take that same green leaf and process it into a white powder and sell it for $2,000 a kilo on the streets of Los Angeles. It's the same thing with sugar. If you were to eat a piece of sugar cane, it is loaded with vitamins, it's loaded with minerals, it's loaded with...
Green sugar cane that comes from the plantation.
That's right. You know, the ripe stuff ready to go. But you can take that and you can concentrate it into a
white powder that is absolutely detrimental to almost every aspect of human physiology.
Yeah, so I would agree with that. You know, the sugar that I like is the, and I don't know how Jack feels about it, is the natural sugar in fruit juice. And if you want to get some sweetener, pick that.
Yeah, we're talking about fructose at this point, and fructose goes through a completely different metabolic system than sucrose does. Sucrose will raise the insulin. Fruit sugar doesn't. Fructose will go right to the liver where some conversion has to start to take place.
But we're not talking about the fructose, the corn syrup that people use for sweeteners. That's not good for
either. Fructose, corn syrup, that's different.
This is all processed stuff, and you want to stay as far away from that as you can.
45 past the hour. Good Day Health. Both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken are here. A reminder about how to get your blood flow where it needs to be. How many people do you think you've seen this week who had high blood pressure, Ken?
Too many.
Yeah.
Many, many. You know, 80% of us before we get off of planet Earth will have high blood pressure if we don't get our lifestyle in order, get down to ideal body weight, the mental stress out of our lives, sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. And one of the important things is also having enough nitric oxide in our body, which helps relax the circulation. And you need to continuously remake it. One of the nice ways to do it is with Super Beats to get a boost of nitric oxide during the day instead of those high energy drinks. And also with their Neo 40 product, this helps get your tank of nitric oxide up. I recommend that you test your levels with their saliva test strips. And if it's low, make sure you get Neo 40 every day. Doug will tell you how to get it.
All right. This is a risk-free period. Super Beats at 800-655-4183. You tried them, you like them, or you get your money back. And the best thing about this, not only the help that you get for blood getting to all parts of your body, which is what you need to be healthy, but you can get them and try them, and if you don't think that they're doing what you are told they are supposed to be doing, then you send it back and get your money back. 800-655-4183. But the funny thing is, I have been talking about this product with Ken, I don't know, what, a year and a half?
Exactly.
Or more, maybe, Ken. I don't know of anybody who's ever sent me an email that said, this stuff stinks, and I'm sending it back. I don't. And by the way, trust me, if people don't like it, they hear us talking about it on the air, and they don't like it, but they're not going to go to the company. They're going to come to us first and say, you guys told us this was great. It stinks. And that we've not gotten those emails. You probably aren't going to hear me read too many of them on the air. I do read the good ones, but we do get the bad ones. I don't remember getting any bad ones about Super Beats at all under any circumstances. Try it now, 800-655-4183. Get the best results possible and a free 30-day supply, 800-655-4183.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers. They spill everything on themselves. Change their outfits about 5 times a day, so it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there, you do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Don't let mosquitoes bite into your summer fun. Beyond itchy welts, mosquitoes are also known to transmit numerous diseases, including West Nile virus and Zika, and are often described as one of the deadliest animals on the planet. Fortunately, there are ways you can protect against them. The National Pest Management Association is urging the public to remove all sources of standing, stagnant water on their properties that could become breeding areas for mosquitoes, and to wear an insect repellent containing DEET or other EPA-registered ingredient to help repel mosquitoes and prevent mosquito bites. Apply according to the product label and over sunscreen. Wearing long-sleeve shirts, long pants, socks, and closed-toe shoes is also recommended. For more tips on how to reduce the risk of mosquito bites, visit www.pestworld.org. That's pestworld.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour of the program. They're going back and forth sharing their knowledge, their experience, helping you out. Very entertaining, actually, to listen to the two of them as well as I know the two of them. I haven't gotten them together too often over the years. That's the first time, I think, in 2 or 3 years that the two of you have actually been together on the program. Let me do two things here. One of them has to do with thumb sucking. I have a grandson who's now a year and a half. I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't suck my thumb, but my older sister, Linda, did. And she had buck teeth because of it. But still, youngsters are sucking their... I mean, we have a sucking instinct. Do people suck their thumb because they didn't breastfeed? Is that where that started?
Part of it, yes. And this supports your idea about the immune system, Doug. That's why I included it. It's very interesting. Out in pediatrics just this week, as you were saying, thumb sucking can interfere with the alignment of children's teeth. We know that. And nail biting can increase the risk of spreading harmful germs from their fingers to their mouths. These are the downsides that we know about. But the news is that there's a good news out of this. The children who suck their thumbs or bite their nails, they may have lower risk of developing allergies. And the findings suggest that thumb sucking and nail biting may lead to more diverse variety of environmental bacteria and other microbes entering the body, possibly boosting the defense against developing allergies. Doug, you've been a big supporter of not following the hygiene hypothesis, and this just supports the whole idea of why people who grow up on a farm have less allergies, blah, blah, blah.
I got some kind of allergy because it's bothering me this spring.
You didn't suck your thumb enough.
I didn't. My oldest sister sucked her thumb. Neither my youngest sister or I did. But none of us were breastfed. Under the circumstances, though, what we're doing is enhancing our immune system. That's what we're doing. We're sucking. I'm chewing on my fingernails or whatever it is. The grease, the dirt, the manure, whatever I put into my body made me a much stronger person.
Breastfeed and don't get in the way of your kids doing what they normally
let
do.
Let your kids play in the dirt, for Pete's sake.
I remember a couple of months ago, I took we were at breakfast, and I took Miles outside while Megan and Matthew and Brendan finished their breakfast, and there was a pile of dirt behind the restaurant, and I brought him right to it. He jumped into it. He filled his shirt was up, and his diaper got full of the dirt, and then we walked by a car, and he stuck his hand into the brake, so that it was all black and greasy, and I brought him inside, and I looked at Megan, and Matthew was horrified that I'd gotten his son dirty. I said, what are you talking about? This is great for him. He needs to be in a dirt pile.
Hey, Ken, I have a quick question for you about heart attacks.
Sure.
My son-in-law runs a cardiac lab at one of the major hospitals connected to the University of Texas Hospital System in Austin. And something I've been doing in my research is that the majority of those who suffer, especially suffer a fatal heart attack, and those that survive it, do not involve a blood clot in the major core, the right descending coronary. What it usually is some kind of a heart cramp. So I asked my son-in-law that. When you're doing the catheterization or the angiography, whatever you're doing, is it not true that less than half the people who die of a heart attack did not have a thrombus, did not have a clot in the heart? And he said that's absolutely true. He said 60-65% of the people that he sees come through the cardiac lab at that hospital had some kind of a the myocardium just seized up. I thought it was a parasympathetic nervous innervation overload of some kind. But do you find that? Do you find that the minority of heart attacks actually involve a thrombus?
Well, I think probably the majority, but it's hard to tell because when you get in there and look at an acute heart attack, sometimes the thrombus has passed, and sometimes it's there. Sometimes you just see a lot of ruptured plaque and debris that you have to open up. Sometimes there's a spasm that could add to the whole problem. But what usually happens with a heart attack is that the plaque, which is a 30-60% narrowed, not the kind that's 70% or more that cause symptoms, and that's why for so many people the first symptom of a heart attack is a heart attack, but it's usually these 30-60% narrowings that the plaque ruptures and the underlying wallpaper then attracts the clot-forming cells of the body and they over-respond, the clot goes in there, and then sometimes as the body's trying to clear it, it gets passed and you don't see it when you get in there.
Thanks a lot, Ken. That clarifies something for me.
All right, well, thanks to both of you. Good enlightening hour of conversation about your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist in Florida. Dr. Jack Stockwell, a Nooka chiropractor in Salt Lake City. Both of them are an integral part of our Good Day Health program that's on the air. I'm appreciative of both of them being together because it's kind of fun to have them talk about the issues. Some of the ideas are the same, some of them are not, but it does give you cause to think, and that's what this is all about. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 49. Whoops, let's make it 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.